What would happen if there was no cash, if it were all just digital and out there in the cloud somewhere? So that means no dollar bills, no coins you can hold in your hand. Well, Apple CEO Tim Cook said back in 2016 that Apple Pay would kill cash. So we wanted to see what a cashless society might look like. And if we do that, we'll turn to Sweden, because a recent survey found that only 25% of Swedes paid in cash once a week in 2017. That's down from over 60% a few years earlier. Robin Farzad hosts Full Disclosure on NPR One, and he joins us now with more. Hi there, Robin.
Magna, how are you?
I'm doing well, though I'm going to say it out here at the beginning. I think the reports of cash's demise are greatly premature. But let's look at what happened in Sweden. The survey was done by Insight Intelligence, and at some restaurants and stores in Sweden, there's even no cash accepted signs. So what's going on?
The Swedes are just always ahead of us. Why do they got to rub it in like that? Look, I do believe cash is ultimately going the way of the milkman or the floppy disk, because the friction and carrying costs of bills and coins just weigh down commerce. You have theft, counterfeiting, people waiting in line as some guy counts pennies, and then you have to pay an armed guard to haul it off while three guys with weapons wait in the truck. So, if you can kind of avoid all that or curtail it, it would ultimately recourse to the benefit of the business.
Okay, but what about all those folks who are unbanked, for example? Or, maybe they don't want all of their transactions to be tracked. I think there's a lot of people who won't let go of those dollar bills or whatever the Swedes' currency is.
No doubt about it. And that's why you are seeing the United States as a much more unwieldy example. People, especially in the lower middle income groups, are in no rush to kind of, put everything on credit, especially if you carry a balance, especially if it's not as intuitive for you to use Apple Pay or to use a debit card. Cash is still accepted virtually everywhere in the United States, maybe with the exception of some of those shishi airport lounges with the iPads, where I think it's more because they don't want to hire people. They don't want to deal with humanity. And so that's a whole other episode.
Right. Now, about banks, though, is this true that several banks in Sweden are no longer offering cash deposits?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, look, inputting numbers and decimals and doing wire, it's just the wire transfers are infinitely preferable to counting bills and checking big, 50s and 100s for the watermarks. And then you have to think about security costs and everything in it. Increasingly, banks are trying to at least incent people to even step away from the bank branch and do these things online. And obviously, when it's done online, it's cashless.
Yeah. Now, we mentioned Apple CEO Tim Cook, who, of course, proclaimed that Apple Pay was going to kill cash. Ostensibly, I guess, because he wanted Apple Pay to be the default way that we pay for everything. That obviously hasn't happened, because just last week he told shareholders that things were going more slowly, maybe for all the reasons that, here in the United States that you were talking about before. But Robin, I got to say, I don't know, Western Union was supposed to kill cash, checks were supposed to kill cash, credit cards were supposed to kill cash, and yet here we still are.
Yeah, but you know what? You look at younger people, and increasingly they're walking around with their iPhones or their other smartphones with these card holders on the back. They're trying to cut the cord with the wallet and the purse, and it's happening. It's about merchants and merchants accepting Apple Pay and Google Pay, and that is bound to happen over time. In the meantime, I say, Meghna, shed a tear for the pickpockets out there.
Robin Farzad hosts Full Disclosure on NPR One. Robin, thanks as always.
My pleasure.